Welcome to the Everyday Podcast, where we have everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Well, welcome to this week's episode of the Everyday Podcast, where we have, as you heard in the intro role, everyday conversations with everyday people about everyday topics. Hey, I just want to start off, this is episode number two, and I want to thank everyone who listened to episode number one. Now, if you're listening to this and you're saying, I didn't listen to episode number one. Well, you get to do that. You can, if you want to, you can press pause on this, head back to episode one. If you're like, hey, what's the deal with this podcast? I just know you, Jacob, and want to support you, which I appreciate. I would highly recommend pressing pause on this episode, going back and listening to episode one, only 12 minutes long. So if you are in a car right now or waiting for something to happen in your life, whether big or small, I mean, really, it could just be waiting for a car to finish getting worked on or waiting for your lunch break to be over. I don't know. You get my picture with that. So make sure you listen to that first episode because that casts the vision and gives you a little bit of context behind what we will be talking about with every episode. So as I said, thank you so much for tuning in and listening to this week's episode of the Everyday Podcast. So just a couple quick little notes that I want to share with you before we dive into the first edition of Lessons I've Learned, which are some leadership lessons that I've picked up over the years and wanted to share with you and kind of break it down so that you can apply them to your everyday life. First thing that I want to highlight, if you're listening to this, you're friends with me, you at least know me and have tuned in to listen. Make sure that you click subscribe or follow, whichever your podcast player says to do in order to get the latest episodes of the Everyday Podcast. I do my best to make sure that these are not going to be super long episodes, especially the ones where we talk about books or lessons or habits that I have picked up or have noticed or have read across the years. I'm going to try my best to make them under 15 minutes. Don't hold me to that, though, of course. And then, of course, when we bring other friends onto the podcast to interview them, they might be a little bit longer, but I try my best to make sure that you can digest this and listen to this in a commute from to and from work, and so that you can get this pretty accessibly and easily. So make sure that you just follow or subscribe, like, do whatever you need to do in order to get the latest episode. Another thing to do, if you've found any value in the first episode or this episode, and you want to add some value to someone else's life, that's my goal here, add value to your life. You want to add that to someone else. Click that share button, whether it be three dots to go to a link to copy and paste. Somehow get this in a text message, Facebook message, Instagram message, conversation with someone that you have a good relationship with and want to help them go from good to great with some of the things that we talk about here. If you get to the end of this episode and you're saying, hey, I know that so-and-so needs to hear this, or I think they would enjoy that, or even, hey, they might disagree with this and I want to get their thoughts on it. So, just copy and paste the link, share it with somebody, make sure that you, you spread the love or the, confusion, frustration, whatever. Even if you're making fun of me, that's fine, whatever, but I digress. So, like I said, this is the first episode of Lessons I've Learned. Little leadership tidbits, bites, things that I have picked up over the years in ministry and small business and talking to people about their lives. And I think that something like this, where it's just a little segment of a bigger thing where we're talking about everyday topics, something like this really has been a game changer for me as someone who enjoys leadership, who enjoys growing, being in a place where they can lift others up, whether it be on the team that I might be a part of, or customers people, others who are not a part of the organization that we can talk to. I just find it very interesting to learn more about how I can be better. And that's where these lessons I've learned come from. They're things that I've picked up over the years that have helped me be better, be a better leader, be a better person, husband, hopefully one day a better father when that time comes. But just something that I think everybody should hear because it's so easy to apply it. So that's what this first episode of Lessons I've Learned is. Now, as I mentioned in that first episode, this is a recurring segment that we will go back to in between talking about books, habits that I've noticed or picked up myself, and friends that we get to meet and talk with here. So I hope you enjoy this first lesson that I've learned. So here we go. Let's talk about it. Think back to the last time that, if you're a leader especially, someone came to you and said, hey, I have this great idea, or I just have this thought, or just approached you with something that's on their mind that they think would be cool, either to do, to introduce to the team, something that they have been working on, whatever it may be. Think about that time when they said, here it is, what do you think? Now, if you're in a leadership position especially, this is a crucial moment for you because you have the ability to do one of two things. You can either support and lift that person up in what they're thinking about doing or whatever it may be, or you can nitpick it to death. Naturally, our tendency is to figure out, hey, what would make this work? What's the process? Let's figure out how to get from point A to point B before even addressing the concept. We want to figure out the how before just examining the what. And when we start to nitpick instead of build up and start to try to tear apart, to try to poke holes, to make sure, of course, because as leaders, we want to make sure that really quickly. But by asking the how, instead of celebrating the fact that an idea has been presented to you, instead we just decide, hey, let me pull this apart. Now, might I recommend to you one of the leadership lessons, the things that I have learned over my years in leadership positions and get to employ when I've been working on this thought, I want to develop it, I think it could really help people. You're my leader, I bring it to you. Option A is, okay, well, where does that fit in your job description? How are you going to develop that point? What is the purpose of this? Who's your audience? How do you think that makes me feel? It makes me feel like my ideas are not valid, that I haven't thought things through. It implicitly states that you have a better idea than me and you know what to do instead of me. Now, option B, come to you with this idea about a book. You say, hey, wow, that's awesome. Tell me more about it. I want to hear more. I want to hear that idea. Give me the pitch. Instead of taking ownership of the conversation, maybe out of someone's hands, or even it might have been given to you to provide feedback, the second option sparks wonder. It sparks excitement. It lights a fire under that individual who has brought you this idea and tells them, hey, this is a safe space where you can share ideas and we can work them out together instead of feeling like things are going to be nitpicked, pulled apart, and you have to have the entire building built before you ever build the foundation, per se. So that's my quick little lesson, my quick little suggestion to you. If you are a leader especially, this is important when you're dealing with people who follow you, who are in your care day in and day out with whatever it is you might do for a living. If you're in ministry, which is where I learned a lot of this from, if you are a small business leader, if you manage a crew working on a construction site. I don't know. It could really be applied anywhere. But that's my little piece of it, my idea that I want to present to you this week. How is not the answer, but wow is. Wow. So hey, that's what we got for today. Wow, not how. When someone comes to you with an idea, when you hear something that is new and exciting, make sure to breathe some life into it. Give it that sense of excitement and spark wonder with your words. So that's all we've got for this week. Thanks so much for tuning in. Remember to hit that subscribe button, follow, like, whatever your podcast player allows you to do. Make sure to head over to Instagram and follow us at every_day_podcast. Yeah, I know that's annoying, but everybody else has chosen Everyday Podcast for their Instagram handle. So either way, go follow us, keep up with what's going on. And as always, remember, your everyday matters.
Thanks for listening to the Everyday Podcast. Don't miss out on new episodes dropping every Monday. Hit the follow or subscribe button in your preferred podcast player to keep up to date. For resources and additional info mentioned in this episode, head to the show notes to learn more. While you're there, you'll find links to our social media outlets you can follow to stay connected between episodes. Remember, your everyday matters.